challenges when playing in a game against your former defensive coordinator?
I don't think so necessarily. I mean, he does know the personnel. He has an idea as to the things that we've done. And on the inverse, we do know what he's doing on defense. So who knows?
Were there things that you were not putting into the playbook last week, knowing that you had Sean coming up this week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, most certainly. I mean, you always, you know, you don't show your hand your entire hand the first game. You know, there's things that we'll have new next week as well. So, you know, just going forward, it's going to be pretty much what Mike and Steve both feel we need to do as far as our game planning.
So do you feel like this game is more of a test match than traditional because of the familiarity that you guys have with
them? I think it's about execution. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people say it, and I know Sean feels the same way. You know, they may know or they may not know, but we still got to go out and execute. If we don't execute, it doesn't matter. So that's what it's really going to come down to. I mean, it is a bit of a chess game, but the truth is it does come down to execution.
It's got to be kind of fun playing that chess game.
Oh, very much so. It is. You know, and it's going to be a good week. I mean, I appreciate it. I appreciate the interest in this week, obviously, because of the familiarity, and you know, that'll all be fine. But for about 3 hours and 5 minutes, we're going to try and beat the other team, and they're going to try and beat us. It's just the way it is.
On Pepper's talk today, he said, you know, I could care less what I do statistically this year. I just want to win. You get that approach from him that, you know, he just wants to.
No, and I think that's been the approach of a lot of our guys. I mean, it really isn't about numbers as much as it's about winning and losing, and that's what it's really about. And for guys that, you know, they've been in the league a little bit longer, you know, obviously that's all they really want to do is just win. And I could, you know, I can most certainly agree with that, just because, you know, guys like him who've had such great careers and, you know, get a chance to come back home, all you want to do is win. You really do. I mean, it's, you know, you can sit there and kind of think about it, but it really goes back to like what happened with LeBron James. You know, he went home to Cleveland. He went back with the whole intent of winning.
The idea to put Pep on the wing on field goal and extra point, that's not anything new. But what does that do for that unit?
Well, I think, you know, what it does is it's a big body on the edge. You know, it makes it a little bit harder for people to come off the edge and, you know, make certain moves. And, you know, he's just a big man to get around.
It also set up a possibility because.
Absolutely. Something for the other team to think about.
Ron, how did Ryan Khalil play Sunday?
Very well. He really did. He was solid, very fundamentally good. You know, the thing that's real interesting, a lot of fun to watch, too, is when he pulls and gets outside. I mean, he's as good as any pulling guard in the league. And he's pulling from the center position as well. So I thought he did a nice job working up against the noses when they were in the one techniques on him. I thought he did a nice job working to the second level, and his pass pro was solid. Did a nice job IDing protections for us and calling out the Mike linebackers and run plays. You know, it's one of those things when you start getting a savvy vet like that, it's really about managing and maintaining more so than anything else. And a great example is we got three of our vets basically had vet days today. And that's what you really got to do with these guys. You got to maintain, and, you know, you've got to kind of keep an eye on them and manage them throughout the year. And, you know, we're going to have a couple more tomorrow. But that's just the way it is when you've got six or seven key veteran players like that.
Will you almost kind of write in a vet day for Peppers every week?
Well, it depends. See how he comes out of it. You know, he came out of it pretty good, a little sore, a little tired. It was a very hot physical game. And, you know, a big part of it is again, just maintaining and being able to manage as we go forward.
Playing in that heat, almost seemingly a little unseasonal on Sunday, how big will that be this week if it's a hot day here?
I don't think it'll be that big a deal, especially because we're trying to maintain our guys. And, you know, I just feel good about our players. I think our guys did a nice job this year in training camp. Thought we had a good camp. During camp, we had some really good days that were very warm. Probably the best thing that happened to us, too, is we went up to Tennessee and worked with them and spent 4 days up there in their heat. So I think it's going to pay dividends for us as we go forward.
Small sample size, but talk about the impact McCaffrey had week one, and hopefully it'll be even more consistent against opposing defenses week two and on.
Well, I thought his abilities spoke for themselves. Very explosive. You know, some on the punt team, you almost pop a couple of them. Unfortunately, on both those, we got penalties. I didn't necessarily agree with them, but you know that they were called. I think he's got that kind of ability to make that kind of impact on special teams. Offensively, every time he touched the ball, he just kind of felt like he was going to take it the distance. And I think that's one of the things that's real important because, you know, builds confidence. Builds confidence, you know, with the quarterback and him. Builds confidence with him and his teammates.
Ron, this time last year we were talking about how many times Cam got hit against Denver, whether they were questionable or not. And this week, no sacks, only 4 hits. And was that more to do with what you guys did offensively and the line, what you've done this year, or the opponent, or what would you attribute that to?
It's a combination of everything. You got to go out and look at how well the offensive line played, you know, the huge pluses. You look at the fact that we were able to run the ball successfully at times. That takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback. A lot of the plays we designed were to get the ball out of his hands quickly. And then when he had to throw the ball downfield, he was protected well. I can really only think of one real big hit he took. But for the most part, I mean, that's kind of what we're looking for. And pretty, you know, excited about it. I think we saw a little bit of it in the Jacksonville game, and we got to see a whole bunch of it last week.
London knocked a little bit of rust off last weekend. He's had a good week of practice. He expected a little bit sharper from Cam this week.
Oh, very much so. You know, he should practice well, which he has been doing. And then on, you know, come Sunday, I feel he should be even better, and hopefully it'll be a trend that continues.
Cam was saying that early in his career, he was more concerned about kind of spreading the ball around and making sure everyone got his touches. He said, now I just leave it to the play caller. Is that a kind of a fine line for a quarterback, though, where he gets guys kind of in his ear every week?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's all part of it. Guys all want to have the ball in their hands. They want to make plays. But the thing that was very pleasing was he spread the ball around this week. Past week, he threw to 8 different receivers, which I think is big. And you know, when you do that, you take a lot of pressure off of the other guys. You know, who do you cover? Who do you double? Who don't you double? How much man do you play? And what situations do you play man? If you're spreading the ball around and everybody's having success, you know, it's hard to, you know, focus in on one guy or two guys. And I think that it allows your offense to roll.
Is some of that too indicative of his growth as both a leader and a quarterback?
Yes, because you see him making decisions, you know, getting the ball out of his hands quickly. You know, a couple of times you saw it too, and when he made a couple of reads that called for something else, he went somewhere and threw the ball to somebody else. So you see he's doing those types of things, and you can see his comfort levels is increasing every week. You know, you guys don't have the benefit of seeing some things that we do in practice, but, you know, the last couple of weeks, I thought he's had some very good practices. As I said, going into the Pittsburgh game, we wanted him to focus on playing against our number one defense. Those guys were out there on the field, and he worked against them every day. And you saw things happen that, you know, really made me feel comfortable and confident when we went into the 49er game.
What is it about him that he can kind of struggle at the start, and then after that screened Christian, he tore his toes?
Well, I think a big part of it was early on was just him getting comfortable, you know, getting back into the swing of things. Again, you know, the unfortunate part was he only had one real bit of action that was Jacksonville for about, 9-10 plays, and then turn around and you know, have to practice against our number one unit for 4 practices and then get ready to play. I just think it was about Bill, just a matter of him getting comfortable and making things happen on the field. And it's funny because he comes to the sidelines and like when he missed Ed and then he missed Kelvin, he was so mad at himself. And I don't want to say I had to talk him off the ledge, but I had to go, hey, you know, you're making good reads. Yeah, but I'm not throwing. Yeah, you will relax. And once he gets into his rhythm, you see it. And that's what happened in the second half. You could see in the third quarter him really throw the ball the way he's capable.
When do you sense that he's in a rhythm? Or, like, right as he's starting? Or?
No, you'll see it. You know, it just there is something about it, and it's tough to describe. But when you watch him and you can tell he's got that rhythm, that confidence going, he can roll, and the other players will feed off that energy. And that's why, you know, you want him to get going early, whether it's, you know, throwing the ball or we're having success running it. You can see him get comfortable and confident, and he just goes with it.
Which of his throws, in your mind, you kind of gave you the assurance that he was back in rhythm?
I like the bang 80 through to Devin Funchess. That little skinny post I thought was a very well-delivered ball. It was right out in front of Devin. Really the only guy that could catch it was Devin. What made me feel good about it was you saw the confidence in the decision he made when he reassigned the blocking, the pass protection, and he hit Shep. And then when he read out, and unfortunately he overthrew Ed. But that, to me, is like, okay, he's getting it. He's seeing it again. And that's a big part of it, too, because when he's seeing things, he makes great decisions.
How much do you think teams, because of which the injury coming off that, are expecting him to run less right now? Or are you still respecting that still out there?
Well, it's only been one game. And, you know, the 49ers, you know, they played their style of defense. They did the things that they did that leads you to believe that they're still respecting it. You know, you saw it when we ran the naked on the goal line. You know, they had a guy that apparently looked like he was assigned to him. So, you know, you still see it. But, I think the thing is that as we go through the season, you know, they're going to have to play what they see. And that's, I think, the most important thing for us as an offense is that, you know, we've got an idea of what we want to do and how we want to do it. Now it's a matter of us executing it.
What kind of a weapon is a well-rested Jonathan Stewart before?
Oh, I think Jonathan – well, I wouldn't even say well-rested. I just think Jonathan gets stronger as the game goes on. I mean, the first quarter, you know, it was tough sledding, but as the offensive line, they started gaining momentum. Jonathan started, you know, having success and more, and by the fourth quarter, he's tough to bring down. And if we block it the way we can and we put it to where the cornerback or the safety has to come up and make a tackle on him, you know, that's 240 pounds. That's a tough tackle.
Ron, on the snap that Khalil and Newton had the mishandle, what happened?
It just looked like Ryan was trying to get out to his block a little too fast. He was moving to his left with his body as opposed to finishing the snap and just going, because, you know, Ryan's so quick, he wants to get out and, you know, lead everything he can. So you could see he's starting to pull to his left side a little bit, and that's where the ball came off of Cam's hand.
Next week, members of the media will compete in a 40-yard dash, and I just want to get your predictions on a male and female winner.
I just hope nobody gets hurt.
Anyone got anything else? Was there a little injury scare with Ryan in that when he came out for a play, or was that more equipment?
Yeah, it was equipment, but also I think a little bit of heat early on, because it was his first real extended opportunity. And, I think, again, just, you know, you're just getting back into the swing of things. You know, the tough thing for the offensive line is we don't rotate them like we do the D-line. You know, you'll see D-line going for 3-4 plays at a time, and then they're out. The offensive line goes. Well, for the most part, what Ryan's been doing is been getting his 4 or 5 snaps in a row, and then he's out. So all of a sudden, he's sucking eggs. So that's a tough deal.
Have you ever done any kind of O-line rotation early in the season in these hot games?
No, the only thing we've ever done is, you know, if we had a high draft pick that we wanted to make sure we get out there and give them some opportunities. We wanted to do the same thing with Taylor, but things just started rolling, and it's one of those things that if you're not paying attention to or physically counting it, you'll overlook it. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.